Welcome back to Season 3 of Dead Wax 78. Now, I say Season 3, but you know, you can listen to any of the episodes in any order you like. This time around, I'm introducing a new twist, Dead Wax 78 Legends. That's where we're going to discuss many of the legendary artists of early recordings. And you know what? We'll still have a listen to them too. So let's get started. A chicken farmer, a mechanic, a farmhand, and a blind musician walk into a room. And that's how you end up with a legendary country group. When Gid Tanner teamed up with his blind guitarist Riley Puckett and signed to Columbia in 1924, they created the label's earliest so-called hillbilly recording. Gid Tanner formed the Skillet Lickers in 1926. The first lineup was Gid Tanner, the farmer, Riley Puckett, the blind musician, Clayton McMitchin, the mechanic, and Fate Norris, the farmhand. In between 1926 and 1931, they recorded 88 sides for Columbia. This is Dead Wax 78, and I'm your host, Sean. And you remember that this is the podcast where we're going to talk about old-timey recording and old-timey phonograph and gramophones and old-timey music. Founded by the legendary Gid Tanner in 1926, the Skillet Lickers are country music's longest-running band, spanning like four generations. The Skillet Lickers are widely known as country music's first supergroup and the first group to sell over 1 million copies of an instrumental album. That one is Down Yonder in 1934. The Skillet Lickers are proud members of the Georgia Music Hall of Fame and are easily the state's most historic group, having called the Peach State home for over 90 years. Gid Tanner was one of the most widely recognized names among country music enthusiasts of the 1920s and 1930s. The group that he headed, Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers, was one of the most influential string bands that recorded during the formative years of the country music industry. The innovative approach, craftsmanship, and professionalism of this widely imitated ensemble was due in large part to the talents of such competent band members as Clayton McMitchin on fiddle and Riley Puckett on guitar. So James Gideon Gid Tanner was born at Thomas Bridge near Monroe in 1885 and spent most of his adult life in Gwinnett County, where he made a living as a farmer. He learned to play the fiddle as a teenager and became known in local circles for his prowess with the instrument. As a young man, he was a regular participant in the Georgia Old Time Fiddlers Convention, held annually in Atlanta between 1913 and 1935. He won the state fiddling championship in 1928. Tanner was known among musicians and convention audiences as a crowd pleaser. He was not only a fiddler, but he was also a comedian, noted for his stereotypical imitations. And he was also a singer with a legendary range. Tanner allegedly knew the words and music to more than 2,000 songs. The favorite among his audiences was I'm Satisfied, which he sang in an alternating falsetto and bass register. When Tanner sang the song at the Fiddler's Convention, newspapers reported that he brought down the house, and he was forced to repeat the song several times before the audience would let him go. So here's side one, I'm Satisfied.
You that thing, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Look, don't mama wanna go to bed. Doesn't say mama wanna piece of bread. I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Look, all done is go to bed. Nothing needs but serving bread.
said I'm satisfied, hard living. We're coming inside from the field, eating biscuits and hay, feel I'm satisfied, more time.
On April 17, 1926, the Skillet Lickers recorded 8 songs for the Columbia record label in an Atlanta studio. During the next 8 years, various combinations of the Atlanta area musicians joined Tanner to record more than 100 songs under the Skillet Lickers name. Besides McMichen and Puckett, the Skillet Lickers at one time or another included Ted Hawkins, Bert Lane, Fate Norris, Hoke Rice, Low Stokes, Arthur Tanner, and Mike Witten, with songs such as Bully of the Town, Pass Around the Bottle and We'll All Take a Drink, and Soldier's Joy. These records were well received by fans of old-time string band music, and they sold really well. The band's biggest selling record was Down Yonder, recorded at its last session in 1934, with Tanner's son Gordon playing the lead fiddle. In addition to traditional folk music, fiddle tunes, and novelty songs, the Skillet Lickers recorded a series of skits in which humorous dialogue interspersed with snatches of familiar songs and tunes was the main feature. Called Rural Drama Records, these skits, as their titles indicate, recounted stories about such topics as a corn licker still in Georgia, the medicine show, and Kickapoo Joy Juice. Clayton McMichen was the lead fiddler, and he was known as Mac. At age 11, he learned to play the fiddle from his uncle and father. 2 years later, in 1913, his family moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where Mac made his living as an automobile mechanic. In 1918, he formed a band called the Hometown Boys. The Hometown Boys made their first radio debut on September 18, 1922. And in 1931, he performed with the Georgia Wildcats on their first recording session for Columbia Records. He was national fiddling champion from 1934 to 1949. Mac made his last recording in 1945, although he continued to perform until 1955, when he retired. His most notable composition was Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia, later recorded by Jimmy Rogers in 1932. God, I love that tune. By the time the folk revival was underway in the late 1950s, his irritation with being asked to play old-fashioned material was noticed. At the Newport Festival, he spoke out on stage of his disdain for the Skillet Lickers. However, the recordings he made with the band are the only ones of his on record. Here's side two, The Skillet Lickers, Soldier's Joy, Columbia, 1929.
Well, folks, here we are again, the Skillet Lickers, red hot and raring to go. We're going to play you another little tune this morning. I want you to grab that gal and shake her foot and moan. Don't you let them dance on your new carpet. You make them roll it up.
Scratching that dog, brand new money dog, by no channel. Play in the center and just catch air, holding you, don't let her
Born Singleton Lafayette Norris of Dalton, Georgia, played the banjo and harmonica. He had previously performed as a one-man band and had made a device with strings and levers, which he played with his feet. Norris made some recordings under his own name and was only occasionally a member of the band. By 1931, he appeared to have disappeared from the lineup, to be replaced by Gid on the banjo. He later died on stage at Sablinga, Georgia, on November 11, 1944. Lo Stokes, who played the fiddle, was born in Elijah, Georgia, a superb fiddler considered McMichin's equal and one of the finest recorded fiddlers of the time. He won many fiddle competitions in his regions. Stokes lost his right hand to a shotgun blast in late 1920s in the midst of the Skillet Lickers' popularity. He eventually began fiddling again using a prosthetic attachment to hold his bow, and he could be heard playing on some later Skillet Licker records in this manner, for example, on Broken Down Gambler. Later, Stokes moved to Shuto, Oklahoma, where he died. Bert Lane, brother-in-law of McMichin, played occasionally. His fiddle was a lower sound than Tanner or McMichin, but the combination of the three fiddlers marks out the groups from almost everyone else at the time. Of the group's later records, The three fiddle lineup was usually composed of McMichen, Lane, and Lo Stokes playing tightly in unison or in harmony, while Gid Tanner switched to banjo. Arthur Tanner, Gid's brother, played banjo and guitar. Now, Riley Puckett recorded solo for Victor and Decca in 1930s and early 1940s. He also belonged to a trio called Burt Lane and His Mountaineers. After 1931, the group occasionally consisted of Riley Puckett on guitar, Gordon Tanner on fiddle, Edward Ted Hawkins on mandolin, and record producer Dan Hornsby on vocals. The virtuosity of Puckett tended to pull in different directions from that of Mac. The band recorded in two long recording sessions per year from 1926 to 1931. Few members of the group were full-time professional musicians. Clayton McMichen was an auto mechanic, like we said, and the other McMichen was a welder. Tanner was a chicken farmer, but Riley Puckett toured as a musician with his own tent show. His technical ability marks him out as one of the best guitarists of the 1920s and the early 1930s. Here's side three, Bully of the Town, Columbia, 1926. While many bands are celebrated for their innovations, the Skillet Lickers are celebrated for embracing and popularizing a style of American music rarely heard outside of private performances or get-togethers like picnics or in places outside of the South. They were a wellspring of such music and greatly aided in popularizing this type of fiddle-driven, rural-based music. They played many instrumentals, ballads, pop songs, and those comedy sketches like the Corn Liquor Still in Georgia. This was a set of 14 sketches with a running gag that the people in authority wanted to stamp out illegal stills, and after hours of fiddle playing, but secretly wanted to drink the liquor and hear the tunes, they even depicted a real-life minister of the church drinking the moonshine in a sketch. According to music historian Charles Wolfe, the Skillet Lickers exhibited a marvelous sense of comedy, both in vocals and in skits. They preserved rather numerous unique old tunes, and they exemplified a spirit that infected a whole music and our image of it. The Skillet Lickers broke up in 1931 after their October recording session, largely due to declining record sales due to the 1929 Depression. In 1934, the band regrouped without star fiddler Clayton McMichen for one last session on the Bluebird label, recording their biggest selling record, Down Yonder and Back Up and Push, with Ted Hawkins on mandolin and Tanner's son, Gordon, playing the lead fiddle. The record allegedly sold over a million copies until 1950. Here's side four, Down Yonder. Tanner's recording career ended in 1934. He remained active as an entertainer until shortly before his death. During his last years, he performed on stage and radio and entered fiddle contests. He won his last first place trophy at the age of 71. At his death in 1960, just 3 weeks shy of his 75th birthday, Tenner left behind a living legacy of his work as a musician. His grandson, Phil Tenner, and Phil's son, Russell, both fiddlers, are still actively performing in an old-time string band that retains the name Skillet Lickers. Four generations of Tanners have kept Georgia's old-time music alive for more than 100 years. Tanner was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in 1988. Thanks for listening. I'm Sean. This has been Dead Wax 78. I hope you listen to more episodes. And you know what? We'll catch you on the flip side.